Hello and welcome, Brave Dreamer, to the USU podcast. If you are up to big things and looking to birth your vision, you are so in the right place. I'm Julie Riesler, also known as America's Life Designer, and I'm the author of Get a PhD in You, founder of the Life Designer Coach Academy, and I'm gratefully host of this show. I'm also a mentor to hundreds of other entrepreneurs and a gal high on the intuitive spectrum. In this show and in my community, you're going to find huge-hearted, ambitious individuals just like you. Those courageous enough to follow their dream with a desire to live a life that is designed by their heart, not by fear. Whether I'm sharing a conversation with a fellow entrepreneur, leading expert, or spiritual luminary, or hanging with you solo, my goal is the same: to help guide you back to your authenticity, your worthiness, your right to full health and well-being, your intuition, your biggest dreams, and your ability to be, do, or have whatever the F lights you up most. Oh, and if your USU is eager to discover more about your own intuitive superpowers, then you gotta take my free intuition quiz. Go to julieriesler.com/free quiz to unlock your intuitive type and learn to manifest your best life. From my heart to yours, it is time, my friend, to listen, to honor, to trust, and to start today in any small way you can to embrace and to be your USU. You ready to join me on this journey? Because I am, and I'm so excited to have you here. Let's do it. Hello, USU community, soul family, hello, brave dreamers, amazing people out there all over the world. I think of you as family, as friends, and I'm here as your gal and pal and just on the journey to talk about what I think hopefully is going to be helpful for you. This is something that I've been really sitting with and looking at, and it's all about this becoming, this being the person that you truly desire to be in the world. So it's very connected to being aligned with your USU. But what I want to talk about is how to really step into an identity that may not feel like it's fully formulated or fully there or fully like you're fully on board with it yet. Like it might be an inkling. It's something you felt in your heart and your soul that's important to you. So for example, I know for me, before I started my own business, I always felt like I'm somebody, I want to help a lot of people. I want to make an impact. I want to talk about things that matter. And I was kind of doing that in my day job. I worked in HR and I was sometimes, you know, doing leadership training or having conversations about transforming your life with whoever would listen. Just come in my office and we would talk about these things. Or, you know, recruiting great people to be in positions that would make a difference. But I hadn't yet stepped over the threshold. I hadn't yet decided to fully go for my dream of starting my own business and career. And I remember, you know, in that time, that space between actually becoming, being the person I wanted to be, having a business, being a full-time, you know, self-employed coach and speaker and change maker, I had to really create this identity. I had to create a connection to my why, and I had to really work on making sure that I was not allowing what was in reality at the time, which was a full-time day job and I was a single mom. Like if I'd stayed stuck in the present, I don't know if it would have been as easy to step into what was next. So while it's important to be in the now, right, to be in the present, I've talked a lot about mindfulness and meditation. I mean, I have 30 or so meditations. If you haven't checked them out, I have a ton of free meditations on Insight Timer. It's an amazing, amazing app. You can get the free version. I post some of my favorite podcast episodes there. So I'm all about it. I meditate every day. It has changed my health, my life, my nervous system. So we want to be present. We want to be, you know, fully in the moment. That's where the gifts are. However, when it comes to identity and creating a bigger version of yourself and stepping into something beyond what you know right now, I believe it means stepping a little bit out of the present and heading into the future by way of our gift of visualization. And so I really want to talk about this gift of visualization. I want to talk about how I use it. I want to talk about what's helped me. I would love to hear your feedback. Come on over to the USU Facebook community and share, how have you visualized something into existence? How have you used visualization to manifest what you're desiring? Because I'll tell you, I believe Einstein has a quote about this. Visualization is like, imagination is like our biggest superpower. I really think, my friend, that your imagination, my imagination, that is our connection to our higher self, to your USU, to the divine, to something greater, to the field of infinite possibilities. We actually are in that field at all times. We are all connected. We all have, you know, we all have this natural, inherent connection to this field of oneness. Even if you don't remember that all the time, I try to remind myself of this daily. And something I did recently was to create a vision, like a really specific vision. I actually had my husband Heath do this too. It's kind of cute. We wrote out our vision, like very specific. And I'll tell you that when you're doing a vision, it's really powerful to start with the words, I'm so happy and grateful now that. So you write it in that present tense. We laminated ours and like put them on the mirrors in our bathroom. It's so funny. I'm so grateful because I usually do these things myself and always feel like a little funny because I have like post-it notes. I've written on mirrors. I usually have like notes everywhere. And so for the first time, or one of the first times, we actually joined in this together. We each have our own vision and we read it every day, morning and night. So I do want to talk about using your imagination. I want to talk about using visualization, how to do that, how to create that clear guide, that script in a way that's going to help you, that has helped me to step into the identity that really I feel is the next becoming of me, the next becoming of you. So hope you're still with me. We're really looking at vision. We're looking at imagination. We're looking at your vision as it relates to your identity and how to use this in a way that's clear and simple, but that can help you really to be the person you've always felt that you are. So let's say, for example, maybe it is, you know, in my case, when I started in the coaching career, you know, in my master's degree, and I hadn't yet left my job. I hadn't yet made that jump to starting my own business, right? I was still in that place of like, I don't know, and there's stability, and I have, you know, the benefits and paycheck and vacation. Like, how am I going to do this? And I remember I didn't exactly write a vision statement the way I'm going to explain it to you, but I had it in my mind and I had this image, like a mental movie, this movie in my mind of myself, like waking up, getting to make breakfast, getting up when I wanted to, having time to meditate, going into my home office, getting to meet with a client one-on-one, teaching a course, you know, getting to meet with people for coffee who I might possibly partner with or collaborate with. Like, I just had this vision, this mental movie that I kept over and over doing. And I would see myself standing on stages and talking. This is what happened before I did a TED Talk. I had no idea how I would do this. I had no idea. How was I going to find a TED Talk? And how would someone like myself, who wasn't even sure what I had to talk about? So, you know, I visualized it. I imagined, okay, I'm stepping on the stage and I'm speaking out something that's really passionate and important to me. And I can see myself connecting with people in the audience and really like at that heart level. And I put together a talk. And then I got a call. I remember this from my friend Jen, who went to school with me. And she's like, hey, Julie, we're putting a little group together who wants to do TED Talks. Would you want to join us? I'm like, that's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have it perfectly professionally done, but I have something. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. So we met like, I think 6 or 7 times, and everybody got a chance to do their TED Talk and get feedback. This was like 3 years before I did mine, But I kept seeing it over and over again. Okay, I'm on stage, I'm speaking, it's something I'm really passionate about. And it ended up being, I did two of them. And that was like not even in the, I wasn't even thinking two would be a possibility, but I kept replaying that mental imagery. And one thing I want to say is we often replay the worst of the worst. We often replay the things we wish we hadn't done, the stories that we have made up in our mind, the places and times and areas where we've been hurt, the ways that maybe we were overseen or, you know, if you felt maybe slighted or you shouldn't have said something the way you did. Like we tend to rehearse those stories. We tend to play them over and over again. And then what happens is we just create, as you know, we create this, you know, in our brain, the groove, the pathway where we, that's what we do is we go, we fall back on those stories that are really not the best. So we're got to be really mindful of the imagery we have and the mental movies we're creating. My new dear friend, Natalie Ledwell, I've had her on this podcast. She's wonderful. She created the business Mind Movies. And you might want to check that out. You can actually create Mind Movies through her business and program. There's also ways you can do it through, you could use, if you have a Mac, you can do it through iMovie. I'm sure there are many other ways you could do a PowerPoint. You could actually do old school, like pull out pictures or print pictures and do a vision board. But the important thing is to get that we're always creating these images anyhow. So let's create something that's going to be powerful. And part of that is the visual, and part of that is also what you're saying to yourself. So I know for me, I had that image of getting on stage and really like talking about something that was powerful. For me, that first talk was about words, the power of words, and how my ballet teacher made a comment to me that really affected me dancing and my body image. And I stopped dancing for 20 years because of one thing she said to me, right? And so I just, you know, having that imagery, having that vision is so important. And I'm in a space right now as I, you know, step into my meest me, what's next for me, like really, really thinking and feeling and getting clear about that vision, the home that I want my husband and I to live in and want my kids to have and to hold retreats in, the type of programs I want to offer that are going to help more and more people. And so I created this vision statement. And then the most important thing to do is to connect your feeling, your emotion to it. So if you got to listen to my interview with Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, I did a second one recently. We talked all about, first of all, how we are emotional beings first, who think second. So we've got to tap into that emotional, the chemistry of your, those high emotions, high vibrational emotions of love, of gratitude, of peace, of joy, of excitement. These emotions trigger your body, your cells to feel more connected, more happy, more joyful, and it affects your vibration, your energy, your frequency. So it's funny, I was walking actually this morning in this new neighborhood that I hadn't even considered, and I don't know how we're going to move there. These are some really incredible homes. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm walking through the neighborhood and I can just picture as I'm, you know, I'd read my vision this morning and I start to think about it and I looked and I saw a house that looked like the house I would love to manifest, to bring forth for our family, for retreats. Like I just can see that. And I saw this house. I'm like, yes, that's a great visual. You know, and I'm looking and there's like beautiful rolling hills and trees and lots of green and they've got a beautiful pool. And I'm like, oh, that feels really great. So I was nurturing and energizing and nourishing my vision by adding that visual. So, you know, getting outside in nature with your vision statement. And that could be around calling forth your life partner, you know, getting clear. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have attracted this amazing person in my life who is just at the same frequency and interested in personal growth and wants to have fun and try new adventures. So you're going to just get clear what you're doing in the present moment. And then, you know, a way to elevate your emotions, even if it's not going out, you know, maybe it could be going out and like seeing who you bump into, who you see, but get outside, go for a walk, get into a place that brings you into a really high vibration. Maybe it's the like a neighborhood that I went in this morning, or maybe it's in, you know, by a pond or a mountain or the beach. And just notice as you feel peaceful and calm and collected and connected, start to say your vision, imagine your vision, use your power of your imagination, that connection to the divine, to your divine self, to the higher self. If you heard again that interview with Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, we talked about the four characters in whole brain living, right? The character four, which is really your right hemisphere, your thinking brain tissue of your right hemisphere, which is connected to all of consciousness, collective oneness, consciousness. Hey there, it's Julie. Okay, just pausing really briefly to make sure you knew about my free intuition quiz. I don't want to give away the four intuitive types, but as you know, your intuition is the gateway to having your own inner GPS to navigate all you're seeking in life. This free quiz will only take you 2 minutes, and it will totally help you discover your specific intuitive superpowers and how to tap into your USU. It will reveal your exact intuitive type and how to unlock it and use it like a pro. You can take my free quiz at julieriesler.com/free quiz. And definitely let me know what your dominant intuitive type is. So I'm going to encourage you to really feel, think into about this identity, whether it's finding that new partner, whether it's stepping into starting your own new business or side hustle, or maybe it's, you know, deciding that you want to go back for your degree or for a certification program, or you're thinking of moving, or maybe you're like, it's time. I want a TED Talk. I want to write my book. So whatever it might be, I just encourage you, number one is to, first of all, meditate, get grounded, but then ask your heart. Ask your heart, what is it that I'm longing for? What do I know I want to do that I have not yet done? Who do I need to be to do that? Okay? Because it's all about being. Another fantastic tool is intuitive journaling with the divine. Get your journal and just write the question, dear divine, dear oneness, dear God, whatever that is, what do I need to know about this? And then notice what comes out. I've been doing this and it's so powerful. Then as you start to cultivate and get clarity, cultivate this greater longing and vision, and you get clarity. Next is to create that vision statement, and then we're going to use our imagination. So you're going to create that vision statement, couple paragraphs, starting with, I'm so happy and grateful now that, and then start to write in the present tense, like it is happening. Because in the quantum world, right, and the idea that it is all, time is not linear, you could say that what you are, you know, what you're seeking, what you're looking for, it already is here. So we want to write it like it's already here. And I'll just remind you, one of my favorite quotes, I love Rumi so much. He says, what you're seeking is seeking you. So I want to remind you, nothing is too grand for the universe. What you're seeking is seeking you, my friend. Okay. So writing that vision out, and then at the very end, you could write something like, and so it is, or this or something greater, or this and something greater still. So what we're doing is we're putting our vision out there, you're writing it, and you're saying to the divine, to the universe, hey, this is what I'm envisioning, this is what I see, this is what I would love. We always want to come from love. However, I don't have the capability to know the inner workings of the way the universe works and manifestation. That is your job, universe, divine, you know, divine mother, mother earth, whatever you call it. So you allow, you get unattached, you allow the universe to give you that or something even greater. Then next is visualizing, envisioning this. So my suggestion is to make this a daily practice. I've actually put it in my phone and I've printed it. As I told you, we have it in our bathroom mirror, and I read it in the morning and the evening, right? So when you wake up, it's like, oh, I am so grateful. And even if you don't fully feel it, that's okay. That's where it can be helpful to have a visual, like pictures or a mind movie or getting out in nature or going to the home that looks like the one you want or driving by. God, I love this story. I think it was Jamie Kern Lima who talked about driving by QVC in her book. I'm forgetting the name. I think it's, anyhow, I'll come back to the name, but she talks about, you know, she wanted to be on QVC and she would drive by and picture herself there, right? So you want to get yourself, if you can't get to the place that you, that is exactly what you're looking to call forth or manifest, like if you can't get to Hollywood, but you might put a picture of Hollywood, if you want to get into screen playwriting or acting or on stage. For TEDx's, maybe you have a picture of that red circle in the TEDx. Maybe if you want to be a best-selling author, you find the publishing house you love. I've done this. I'm working on my next book. I just did that. I created a cover with the publishing house I would love to publish with. And I know I've said to myself and in my vision, this or something better, right? So creating that visual. If you can't print it or go to the actual spot, then the next best thing is to go somewhere that's going to elevate your mood and your energy. And that could be, again, as I said, it could be a beautiful place on the beach during sunset. It could be a neighborhood that you love. It could be a community, a cafe, someplace. Maybe it's a store. I recently was in sort of just a funky state. And it's funny, and nothing against Marshalls. I love Marshalls. It's like the best bargain shopping ever. I was taught to like hunt at Marshalls for clothing. I'm actually a really good shopper if you ever need help. But I went there and my energy stayed kind of low. There's not good lighting. The people were kind of like, everything's messy. They're all looking at, like picking through different things. Like, just didn't feel good. And I was like, wait a minute. What would make me feel really, really good right now? And I love Anthropology. So I went to Anthropology and the lighting and the music and the smells and the colors. And I just had the best time. And I did end up getting a couple of things, but there are times I go and it's just for fun. If you've read Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, you know that she talks about having an artist date. And that's really what I recommend doing, getting that artist date, getting that space where you feel high vibe and connected to yourself. That tells you wherever you feel high energy, alive, you're leaning in, that tells you that's a space that raises your vibration. So it could even just be walking down your street, getting to your favorite tree. Don't be afraid to sit by your favorite tree, hug the tree, sit by the flowers you love, read your vision, find that space. And if all else fails, you can close your eyes, put on beautiful music, and imagine. You could put on, I do this all the time, I put on the waves, like ocean waves, pretend I'm at the beach. Put on rain, right? If you have Alexa or if you go on YouTube, find raindrops and pretend maybe you're in this beautiful cabin in rain. So using your imagination, we can use it in so many ways, but I'll just sum it up again. First, you want to get grounded. I would recommend meditating. I'm going to ask your heart, what is it that I'm longing for? What would I love to do, be, or have? And then I would use intuitive writing. Dear God, dear divine, dear universe, what is it you would have me know as it relates to this desire? And then free flow write. Do not edit. See what comes up. No editing allowed. You're going to notice some amazing, the more you do this, you're going to notice amazing instructions from the divine, from your higher self right to you. Next is creating that vision statement. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have in the present tense. And then ending it with this or something greater still, this or something else even better. And so it is. I turn it over to you, universe, whatever feels good. And then you want to put it into motion. You want to add emotion, energy in motion. So finding a way to do that, a vision board, mind movies, right? Creating your own cover of your book if you want to be an author, getting in nature, finding the house that you love, even if you don't have it yet. And what I can tell you, my friend, over and over and over again, this has worked. And I don't fully understand how the universe oversees it all. I don't fully understand how it works in the quantum world and realm. However, I do know that it works, that when we add the emotion, when we add the clarity, when we tell the universe, when we tell our higher self, this is what I have, and we are grateful for it, and we feel it like it's here. And that's the thing, you want to start to tap into that feeling of gratitude. Gratitude amplifies everything. So you want to tune into it as though it's here. And this is the piece. The minute you start to, thwart your attention away from the old stories, the things that don't feel good, the things that you're saying to yourself that are not true, right? Move into your vision. What feels better? Ask yourself, what is a better feeling thought? What is a better feeling vision here? The minute you start to do that and you practice and it becomes second nature, you are going to be amazed at what you are creating, what's manifesting through you, with you, as you. And I believe that is the divine that is here and wanting to say yes to everything that we are asking for and longing for. And it is saying yes. And so we've got to make sure we're a match. You got to make sure you're an aligned match to what you want to manifest. And so part of that is growing into that identity of who would you need to be a TEDx speaker, to have your own TV show, to have the partner of your dreams. If you're going to look to have the partner of your dreams, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to be the partner of your dreams to yourself, right? If you're going to be speaking on stages, you got to see yourself as somebody worthy, right? Right now, worthy that there is something within you that wants to be shared, that's worthy, that there's worthiness in you. You don't have to earn that. You got to get clear on what it is that you want to share and know that there's inherent worthiness, right? If you want to have more confidence and have that identity of more confidence, then that starts with building that confidence within yourself, trusting yourself, saying you're going to do something and following through. So it is really, really important. If there is a part of you, that next level of your USTU, that identity that wants to shift, that wants to, you could say up level. I think the word that's even better is expand. That feels a little more, I like that a little better. My body's like, yeah, expand, but it's up leveling. It's growing into something greater. I want you to consider that whatever it is, that identity, that desire, that wish, that that is life herself, itself, himself, whatever pronoun you use. I think of it as a her, because Mother Nature, whatever it is for you, that life itself wants to expand through you, and that that desire to grow, to expand, to be more abundant, to be more in tune, tapped in, whether it's abundance in wealth, health, friendships, relationships, opportunities, that is life itself showing up. Look at nature. It is always expanding and growing. And you and I, my friends, we are connected directly, directly to nature herself. You and I are connected. We are connected in that same one field. And so please treat your desires with respect, love, and grace, and with the sacred attention that they deserve. And so I hope this was helpful. I hope that these tips were both actionable and helpful. I am working on this myself right now. I'm always using these practices. And I'll keep you posted because I'm really excited to see what's coming next. I have some really beautiful visions that I can feel and see. And as I shared earlier, this new house that I'm looking to call forth, right? The one where it can have, you know, amazing souls over for retreat. Where if we want to go swimming, we can. If we want to go into nature, we want to do rituals with trees, we can do that. So I want you to really get clear both on the identity of who you would be being and start to feel and be that person now. And so when I was talking earlier about the Marshalls and Anthropology, first of all, nothing wrong with Marshalls. It's a great store. I personally love the vibe of Anthropology even more. Part of why I was doing that is I want to feel embodied in my identity that I'm living into now. And so a great way to do that is the clothing that you're wearing. And you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. I would first shop your closet. But if this resonates, if you're feeling like to be honest, I've been wearing the same yoga pants over the last 2 years. I was a Lululemon ambassador. I love Lululemon. I was an ambassador for about 4 years, and I have gratefully a lot of pants, yoga pants and stuff from them. And I realized though, I've just been wearing that nonstop. And I was like, I really want some other clothes that feel who I am right now, right? Who feel that identity I'm moving into, that person that would be hopefully speaking all over the world. So maybe I would have some things that are a little bit more eclectic or bohemian-like. So I want to have a little bit more of that kind of lifestyle. So if you're thinking, yeah, I really feel a little bit dated or not as connected to myself, my body, my clothing, first I would look in your closet, shop your closet, donate things that don't feel you anymore. That's what I've done. Keep doing it over and over again. Purge what is not feeling like you. Sort through, give away things that are not feeling as aligned. And then make a list. What would you love? What colors would you love to be surrounded by? What would really help you feel more embodied in this identity that you're growing into? And take note. You know, for me, I was like, wow, I really want more pinks. Pink is compassion and heart energy. I didn't even realize this until I looked at Anthropologie and realized, oh my God, everything in my hand is like pink or lilac or like light purple. So just notice, right? We could go way deep into the colors and the psychology, but just notice what you have in your closet. The other thing is in embodiment is making sure you are spending time to nurture your body, getting enough rest, grounding, getting your feet on the earth, right? Meditating, moving, getting in nature. All of these things, which you know, help with creating and moving into the identity that is feeling the most you-est you. So hope this was helpful. Again, I am just so grateful to be in your ear, earbuds, being part of your life, on your journey. If I can ever support you more, please let me know. I love this topic about vision and dreams. It's something that's just so important to me, and I believe we all have them. And my fear has always been I would never want to end life with dreams still buried in me. And so the same is for you, my friend. I would never, ever want you to get to the end, hopefully a long time from now, and have those dreams buried. So if I can help you to achieve those dreams even further, that is part of what I do as a coach and as a mentor. I do that one-on-one. I'm going to be starting a group in the fall with Brave Dreamers. Just let me know. Send me a message. And definitely, definitely share in the Facebook community, what are some of your dreams and visions? Maybe even be brave and share your vision statement. I'd love to read it. I'd love to hear it. Maybe you do have a vision board that you can take a picture of. What I do know is that when we do this in community and remember that there's enough for all of us, there's more than enough, that if you have that dream in you, that vision, that greater calling of that identity to be your USU, there's a reason. It's calling you for a reason. Life itself is knocking on the door saying, hey, I want to express through you that way. I want to expand through you, with you, as you. So I invite you to take your vision, your desire, to take it seriously, but not don't be too serious about it, but love it up, be compassionate, give it space, airtime, honor it, and share in as many ways as you'd like, Facebook community, Instagram, where I post, or share with others that you care about and love. Share what it is that you are envisioning, the identity you're stepping into, who do you need to be, and let us hold that space for you. It's so powerful. Because what we can do in community is beyond what we can do alone. And that is the power of mastermind, of mastery, of getting different thoughts together, different souls together. And that is the power of unity and coming together to share our hearts. So just want to thank you as always. I love being here with you. Thank you for being you, for being your U-est you. We really need your U-est you in the world right now. And I hope this helped you to further step into that greater expansion. Namaste, my friend. The divine in I always honors and sees the divine in you. Lots of love. Until next time. Mwah. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope it inspires you to remember who you really are and who you chose to be in this lifetime. If you're interested in becoming your U-est you, I would love to guide you. Please check out my website for additional information on how we can work together. And if you feel moved, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more big-hearted individuals can find these inspiring conversations. Here's to being and loving your U-est you.